Really consider this. Contemplate the preciousness of human life, impermanence, and the suffering of samsara. And when we're talking about the suffering of samsara, we're not just talking about this life's suffering. As long as we have these random thoughts, these afflictive emotions, we will experience suffering and dissatisfaction in samsara. It's only when we leave behind these random thoughts, these afflictions, this attachment, do we understand or start to understand the true nature of all phenomena. With respect to attachment, aversion, and ignorance, what do you do? Observe, practice, observe again, practice again. Use your logic, analysis, observe, meditate, practice again, and see what its true nature is. We don't understand the true nature of phenomena, and as a result, it brings about suffering. Those people who understand the true nature of this world have attained liberation early, much earlier. And so what is great perfection? It is helping sentient beings to know the true nature of this world. And when we are practicing Trekcho and understanding emptiness, what is this helping us do? To realize the true nature of this world. All the old students understand this. And some say, I'll just abide in the true nature of mind. Of course you can do this. You can do this. Definitely, this is the best. And so everybody, moment by moment, abide in the true nature of mind. And remember, impermanence. Every day, remember, impermanence. Abide in the true nature of mind, in the great Dhammadhatu. And in this case, there's no samsara, there are no afflictive emotions, there are no confused appearances, and no afflictions in the bardos. As long as there are afflictions and random thoughts, we will experience the bardos. Those that have realized luminosity, do you think they will have these lost, confused dreams? As long as you abide in the true nature of mind, you will distance yourself from all afflictions. As soon as you leave the true nature of mind, then all of these attachments, aversions, and ignorances appear again. Everybody, in these respects, go and practice. You are the students of His Holiness Lama Atuk Rinpoche and of Gelwe Nyugur Rinpoche. And of Gelwe Nyugur Rinpoche's students, there isn't one that isn't going to attain enlightenment. I really have this belief that all of you are going to attain enlightenment. I've got unmoving belief in Guru, in the lineage masters, in Padmasambhava. I have belief in this great perfection lineage. And I've seen many great perfection practitioners, and really these students practice it well. And that's including monastics and lay students. And very recently, there is one student that many of you might know, Shira Drama. She passed away, and on passing away, she showed signs of accomplishment. There were some body drops that were evident. And recently I was going to have food with her, and she was cooking, and she's been sick for a very long time. And I allowed her to take monastic vows. And then just a few days ago, she passed away. And on passing away, left behind a white and a red body drop. And her family will continue practicing accumulating merit over the following 49 days. And you see, this is impermanence. It just arrives, even if you are practicing well. In one aspect, of course, it's very sad that one of our Dharma brothers and sisters has left. On the other hand, I was really quite happy because I saw this evidence of the body drops. This is the result of good practice. And when she left, she didn't display any signs of suffering. And there's a very good possibility that she has gone to the pure realms. And these really are the display of the merits of her practice. Fearless was praying to the Guru and doing this full of cherishing. And this every one of us is going to have to face. Every one of us is going to die. And when, we don't know. So really cherish every day and practice well. Everybody repent. Repent your negativities. If you repent your negativities, you just do it just once and already you feel much better. Repent while you are doing prostrations. And while you're doing this, really, this mind of cherishing arises. And this arising of cherishing is a sign that you are purifying your negativity. And we also have other practices. Everybody, when you return, really cherish, appreciate this human life. And don't come back in your next life the way you came to this life, full of suffering and discomfort. And have difficulty in meeting the Buddhism and your guru. Next life, come back, be reborn in the Tibetan areas. And then it's easy to find your guru. Look what it's like in the mainland. You don't know where to go. And to find the guru, it's really difficult. How many times have I gone around finding the students one by one? One over here, one over there. One over there. Really not easy. It's precious to attain this human life, even more difficult to meet with the Dharma, and even more rare and difficult to meet with one's guru. All of you now really have great merit. This is really called having perfect merits. And so everybody really practice well. Go home. Be united with your family, with fellow practitioners. Be full of cherishing, and every now and then have a little bit of afflictive emotions is okay. And when they arise, have a look, where do they arise from, and where do they subside? Look in the now, in the present. Look while abiding. And in observing, make sure that these arising thoughts don't become words, speech, or actions. As soon as these thoughts or afflictions become words or actions, then they become very difficult to control. As soon as you feel this is not correct, immediately abide in the true nature of mind. If ever it becomes actions or speech, it becomes difficult to master. In the moment, in the present, abide, liberate. And in this way, become more and more cherishing, more and more happy, more and more joyful, more and more pure. All phenomena follows our mind. At some stage, we're going to leave this world. And nothing in this world is ours. We are not the owners of this world. We are just guests on this earth. Everything we have, we're going to leave behind. So everybody, practice well. What you should let go of, let go of. Especially at this age, when we're very young, we don't want to let go of anything. We do all of these negative things, our attachments, our aversions, and our ignorance, and then we've done it all. And then what is left behind except for this attachment, aversion, and ignorance? What else is there to be able to do? And so for these few decades that we have left of this life, practice. We have such good merit, such a good lineage, such good Dharma. And so if you take the remaining 10 or 20 years and you practice very well, is this not going to be incredible? If we don't practice and we're not wishing to attain liberation, then even if we live 100 years, what is the benefit of this? Doing negative things, generating negative karma every day, and then we die. Settle down and practice, and then every day's merits you dedicate to your parents of this life. May all sentient beings be free of suffering and have happiness. And then recite Om Mani Padme Hum. And that every single sentient being of all the three worlds may be free of suffering and its causes and have happiness and its causes. And similarly, before any practice, we make the same aspiration. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and its causes and have happiness and its causes. And then we start abiding. We start our practice. We start meditating, doing recitations, accumulating merit. And it's very important that we maintain this motivation. And in this way, we have a sense of responsibility. It gives us an energy. We're not doing it for ourselves. We are doing it for all the sentient beings. Is this not great? And then do this with cherishing. And that all of you have come to visit me, I am very, very thankful. And then Rinpoche is going through the names of all of those and the places that all of the students have come from. And some of them have been in retreat in Lhasa, in Chengdu. And this is very good, I've been saying. Go on retreat. And so some of you have gone on 3 days, 4 days retreat. Some have started 1 day, 2 days, and then it becomes easier to do longer retreats. And then also, don't talk too much. Talking too much can often disturb or disrupt our belief. And then movements can be slower. Gradually go into meditation, gradually get up from meditation, after meditation. Speak a little bit slower. Eat a little bit slower. And then moment by moment, abide in the true nature of mind. And you all know the merits of the true nature of mind. And then everybody recite the Sutra of Great Liberation together. And then later, we can start with the flight of the Garuda. And this is the Dharma that can help us to attain liberation, enlightenment. Everybody practice well. Listen to 10 minutes of teachings and then meditate for 10 minutes. And pray to your root guru. And it's really this simple. You see, one of these students of Gelwinyuga Rinpoche practiced so well, the one that passed away coming from the northeast. How wonderful. Group leaders guide the students, everybody practice together. It has an energy. And those of you who have the flight of the Garuda, go and practice this. Many of you are the very early students of mine. And so everybody's full of cherishing, and how do we repay our gratitude towards our guru? Everybody go back and practice well. Practice the preliminary practices again. Read the words of my perfect teacher again. Practice this. These are the words. This is the lineage of Gelwinyuga Rinpoche that were practiced, recorded by Patril Rinpoche. This is our lineage that we are practicing. In this way, our practice is very convenient. We are practicing these teachings of Patril Rinpoche, and the teacher of Patril Rinpoche was Gelwinyuga Rinpoche. And so these are our lineage's very pith instructions that we are practicing. Really, we do have a lot of merit. We are getting these instructions directly from the lineage, from Gelwinyuga Rinpoche, without any obstacles. Everybody practice the Dharma very, very well. And everybody pray. Pray with great belief in His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche, all the lineage masters, Moksa Rinpoche. And I really believe that every one of you will be able to be successful in your practices. And the more and more we practice, the simpler and simpler the practices become. Don't make things complicated. Practice well. And everybody review the preliminaries, preciousness of human life, impermanence and death, the defects of samsara, the infallibility of cause and effect, read how to follow a teacher, how to request for pith instructions from the teacher. And so from this lineage, we really have very good guidance on how to practice. And so follow the guidance and practice well.